On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Local Government Association says provincial government departments owe KZN municipalities a record 3 billion rand. The chairperson of SALGA in KZN, Tamin Duli, has been briefing the media in Durban today. He says the debt for services and rates were sitting at about 2.2 billion rand last year. The education, health and public works departments are the biggest debtors. Duli says this has forced some municipalities in the province to take out loans to make ends meet.
When government and business fail to pay or delay paying for water, light, rates, and refuse a removal services they receive, municipalities often have to secure commercial bank loans to ensure that projects do not grind to a halt.
Protesting Durban Tradeport workers say all they want is to be treated with dignity. Over 200 of them affiliated to Nahau have gone on an indefinite strike after wage negotiations deadlocked. They are in their second day of their demonstration near King Shaka International Airport. The workers' demands include a 13th check. Nahau's Sfiso Zulu says they are also holding out for comprehensive medical aid and a danger allowance.
For many years, we've been negotiating with the employer to say workers are not getting the daily check. We also want the employer, we want housing allowance that is in the same level at an amount that is equivalent where many of our members are staying. And we want the contribution of the employer to increase in terms of the provident fund.
Durban Tradeport spokesperson Xolile Shabalala says any resolution will need to take into account the company's financial position.
We have worked to ensure minimal disruption to operations as Nahau members continue their strike. The picketing has been contained to a designated area on the verge of the R102 and M65, ensuring access to the airport precinct remains unaffected during this time.
At least 155 people have died in Tanzania as torrential rains linked to El Nino triggered flooding and landslides. Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa has told Parliament the heavy downpours in various parts of the country have caused significant damage. Across the northeastern border, at least 13 people are confirmed to have been killed following this week's flash floods in Nairobi. Three more bodies were recovered today as Kenyan President William Ruto convened an emergency multi-agency meeting to respond to the crisis. East Africa, a region highly vulnerable to climate change, has been pounded by heavier than usual rainfall during the current rainy season. And this just in from the U.S., New York's highest court has overturned Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction on sex crime charges. Judges have cited errors in the way the trial was conducted, including admitting the testimony of women who were not part of the charges against him. They have ordered a new trial. Durban and Richards Bay, 25 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 22.
And look at what's coming up in your sport. The women's Blitzbox have been boosted with extra speed for their Singapore Sevens outing. Werner Kock will earn his 50th cap for the Sharks in their clash against the Scarlets tomorrow, and Manchester City can go second in the Premier League this evening with a win at Brighton.